This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With tens of millions of Americans soon to join the ranks of the insured, it's time to rethink the way medicine is practiced. A major problem will be a shortage of providers. Now, the number of doctors is relatively fixed, and it takes from 7 to 9 years to train new doctors. The current model for training doctors was developed by Abraham Flexner 100 years ago this year. In its day, his model was innovative and forward-thinking, but times have changed and medical schools have failed to keep pace with the principles of adult learning and with the healthcare system in which tomorrow's doctors will work. Across the nation, there are a few number of new medical schools in development, but unfortunately, their approach to medical education is stale, traditional, and unrelated to the drivers of healthcare reform. It is time to fundamentally rethink and redefine our healthcare delivery system with new roles for doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and the like. Last week, I asked if a $450,000 a year salary for a surgeon was too much. I asked if an average American earns X number of dollars each year, how much should a doctor make? 8 times X, 15 times X, or perhaps just X? Most developed nations pay their doctors 5 to 6 times the average worker's salary. Darcy wrote that doctors deserved high salaries, but she suggested we might be able to reduce their salaries if we could reduce the cost of a medical education. Bill, a medical student, suggested that if Americans want round-the-clock care provided by expert physicians, then we're just going to have to pay for it. But Bill, the problem is we are paying for it and we can't afford it. The other problem is that too few young doctors are interested in primary care fields. And the main reason they give for that choice is low salaries. You know, the University of California has a misguided solution to the problem of too few primary care doctors. They want to build 2 new medical schools that will train doctors, but they want to use the same old manner and the same old biases. These new medical schools will place a huge drain on the state's budget. But more importantly, there's no evidence that they'll produce what the state actually needs. More high-quality primary care doctors able to work in the healthcare delivery system of tomorrow. If we're serious about that goal, it would be far less expensive and lead to higher quality doctors to expand the existing medical schools and rethink how we train doctors and how we pay for their education. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.